最近这个世界发生好多的重大的灾难。
There have been many tragedy events that happens in the world.
今天早上又看到新闻说，在中国云南又在发生地震。
And I just saw in the news this morning that there was an earthquake in Yunnan province.
在这几个礼拜的那个事件当中，有一个很值得我们注意的一件事件。
There's one thing that's particularly notable among all these tragic events.
就是以色列派军队进入加沙地带。
And that is the Israelite troops entering into Gaza.
讲到以色列，一个值得我们注意的就是以色列的历史事迹。
And one thing that brought to our attention from this is the history of Israel.
以色列的成立就是从亚伯拉罕开始，接着是以撒跟雅各。
Because Israel is a nation that's founded from the call of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这三个人物很重要。
And these three people are very important.
因为他们都是神所拣选来完成神救赎计划的使命。
Because they were chosen by God as God's people to complete God's plan of salvation.
好多时候我们感到这位神是很不公平的这位神。
Sometimes we may say something like, a God is not fair.
为什么神拣选以色列人，神不拣选我们中国人呢？
Why would God choose Israel rather than Chinese?
因为我们的中国人是世界上人口最多的国家。
Because we are the most populous nation.
如果神拣选我们中国人的话，我们全世界四分之一的人口不是得蒙了福分吗？
See, if God have chosen Chinese, then automatically it would have included one quarter of the people in His blessing.
就是我们仔细想的话，我们会发现到神是公平的。
But if we think it through,we would realize that God is fair.
因为神的救赎恩典不单单临到以色列民，也临到外邦人。
Because through the Israelites, God not only blessed the Israelites with the blessing of salvation, but also all the nations.
外邦人包括我们中国人。
So these all the nations include the Chinese.
神也从外邦人当中拣选他的子民。
So from these non-Israelites or Gentiles, God has also chosen His people.
使徒行传第十五章第十四节说，方才西门述说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间选起百姓归于自己的名下。
Here we read in Acts 15:14, Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentile a people for himself.
神是公平的。
So God is fair.
保罗在以弗所书第一章第三到第五节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创世以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在地上成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Paul wrote in Ephesians 1:3-5, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world, so to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.In accordance with His pressure and will.
这段经文告诉我们，今天我们能够成为神的儿子，得做儿子，耶稣基督儿子的名分，的确是神的恩典。
So from this scripture, we know that the fact that we can become sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ is by God's grace.
因为他拣选了我们。
Because He chose us.
这里有一个值得我们思考的问题。
There's something worth pondering.
我们是否需要具备某些条件才能得蒙神的拣选吗？
Are we chosen because we meet certain criteria? Or is there some prerequisite to become his people?
要回答这个问题，就要从亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的身上来着手思想。
In order to answer this question, we have to go back to the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为救赎的恩典是从他们开始的。
Because God started the plan of salvation.
他们是神救赎计划的起点。
And that's where God started initiating a working of his plan of salvation. So today's message will work on two different points. The first will work on the complete plan of salvation of God.
我们另外有没有谈这个计划跟我们有什么关系没有?
And then what this plan has to do with us.
第二,我们要谈神的全盆救赎计划。
So first, God's complete plan of redemption.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后,人类就成为罪的奴仆。
Ever since our first ancestor Adam and Eve sinned, people have become the slaves of sin.
人类就活在罪恶过犯的当中。
And we live in sin.
罗马书5章12节说,就如罪同一人入了世界,是又从罪而来的。 于是诗就领导众人,因为众人都犯了罪。
So Romans 5:12 says, therefore just as sin entered the world through one man, the death through sin. And in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
罪的结果就是死。
And the result of sin is death.
罗马书6章23节说,因为罪的工价乃是死,唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶基督耶稣里乃是永生。
So Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of death is sin, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
人的关键是人要为着自己的罪面临死亡。
So our situation is that we have been condemned to death because of our sin.
这个是不是人类肉体有一天会死?
Not only our bodily death.
圣经所说的死包括人灵魂的死。
But also our spiritual death.
这就是人与神之间的关系断绝了。
That spiritual death means our separation from God.
人没有神的生命。
And we do not have the life of God in us.
人没有永恒的生命。
And we do not have the eternal life.
罗马书6章23节讲出了人类要面临死亡。
So Romans 6:23 tells us that all men will face that.
但是有一条路,出路可以解决人死的问题。
But there is one solution to that.
这条出路就是借助耶稣基督得着永恒的生命。
And that solution is eternal life through believing in Jesus Christ.
这是神为人类所预备的救赎恩典。
And that is the redemptive salvation that God has prepared.
罗马书6章23节讲得很好,唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是。
So Romans 6:23 says, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
And
offering sacrifice is one way of covering the sin since Adam and Eve's fall.
一个例子就是亚当夏娃的儿子亚伯献上祭物给耶和华上帝，是记录在创世纪第4章第10节。
As early as Genesis 4, we saw that Abel, the son of Adam and Eve, offered sacrifice to God.
人要在神面前为着自己的罪负责任。Because
people saw that they were sinful and they had to do something about it.
但是这个不是人类长远需要可以解决的方法。But
that is not the long-term solution.
神爱世人,他的心意是要人人得救,不愿意人沉沦。So
God so loved the world, he desires for all men to be saved.
神的心意是,
not wish anyone to be condemned forever.
神的心意是要人人都成为他的子民。
And God's desire is for everyone to become his people.
当你定了一个救赎的计划,
so he already had been working on a plan of salvation.
这个计划就是从他拣选一个人开始。
And that plan started working through his calling of Abraham. And from this offspring of this one person to become a nation.
And
from this one nation to become blessings to all nations.
And
all nations can become children of God.
And
that person that God called was Abraham.
And
that nation was the offspring of Abraham, the nation of Israel.
神告诉以色列人,
so this is what God told the Israelites. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
神拣选了亚伯拉罕成为他的子民。
So God called Abraham to be his people.
这个福分从亚伯拉罕领到他的儿子以撒。
And this blessing was passed along to Isaac his son.
也就是亚伯拉罕和以撒在他们年纪老迈的时候生的儿子。
The particular son that Abraham bore when both he and his wife Sarah were at old age.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉在他们年纪老迈的时候就生了以撒。
So they bore this son Isaac when they were both old.
神的福分也临到亚伯拉罕的孙儿雅各。
And that blessing was further passed along to grandson Jacob.
创世纪32章记录了雅各跟神摔跤。
And there's a story, a record in Genesis 32 about Jacob wrestling with God.
当雅各觉悟到他跟他摔跤的那个是谁的时候，他就捉住那人不放。
And after wrestling all night, Jacob realized who he was wrestling with, and he would grab hold of him and not let go.
他要那人给他祝福,
and said, I won't let you go until you bless me.
神于是告诉雅各, 你的名不再叫雅各, 要叫以色列, 因为你以神, 以人角力,
so this person told Jacob, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel. Because you have struggled with God and with man and have overcome.
从此以后, 亚伯拉罕以撒和雅各的后裔成为了以色列民族。
And for this reason, the offsprings of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob became the Israelites.
所以我们可以说亚伯拉罕以撒雅各很重要。
And therefore we can say that these three people were crucially important.
以色列国的根基就是建立在亚伯拉罕以撒和雅各的身上。
And that's upon the three of them that the nation of Israel was built.
因为没有亚伯拉罕就没有雅各，就不会有以色列国。
Without Abraham, there wouldn't be Isaac. Without Isaac, there wouldn't be Jacob. And without Jacob, there wouldn't be Israel.
旧约圣经，整本圣经从创世纪第十二章开始，大部分的篇记，复所记载的是一个国的事迹。
So in the book of Genesis, after the first 11 chapter, everything from chapter 12 on is about these forefathers of this Israel nation. And that's the Israel nation.
表面上看来,
and you may say that whatever happened to Israel doesn't really have that much to do with us. But that is not true.
从以色列人的故事，我们可以看到这位拣选亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神是怎样的一位神。
And because from how God worked with these three forefathers and also with the nation of Israel, we can understand what kind of God he is.
他是慈爱的，他是公义的神。
He is a God who is merciful and righteous.
以今天我们所相信的这位神就是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
And it is this same God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we believe today.
这是同一位神。以色列人有好多软弱的地方，有背叛神的时候，也有归向神的时候。
Throughout the history, the Israelites have flip-flop between trusting God and disobeying God.
他们遭遇到逆境的时候，他们埋怨神。
But usually, when they face any difficulty, they started complaining.
以色列人遇到顺境的时候，他们却把神忘记了。
And when God delivered them, and when they are going on prosperous, they would forget God.
的确是神是蛮有怜悯、蛮有恩慈的神。
And it is because of the mercy of God that God continued to work with them.
神给他们好多悔改认罪的机会，虽然他们离开他，神还是爱他。
So even though many times they would depart from God, God have given them more opportunity to repent.
神常常记住他的仆人，提醒以色列们。
God sends prophets and servants again and again to remind them.
神也是公义的神，神也是祭邪的神。
But God is also a righteous and jealous God.
以色列人和外邦人接触的时候，受到引诱去敬拜偶像神，接受先知责备他们，警告他们，他们还是不听从。
So when the Israelites get pulled away by the Gentiles among them to worship other idols, God would send prophets to warn them sternly.
结果神惩罚了他们，国家灭亡，被掳到外邦去。
And when they still disobey, God would discipline them by sending them to exile.
当然我们能够学习像，我们不要学像以色列民那样，让我们提高警惕啊，爱神爱人，讨神过讨神喜悦的生活。
The best for us to do is not to be like the Israelites, keep backsliding from God, but we stay alert and love God and live a life that's pleasing to Him.
整本旧约圣经跟新约圣经是有密切的关系。
So the Old Testament and the New Testament is very closely related.
旧约圣经里预言神对世人的救赎计划。
And it is in the Old Testament that God has foretold His plan of salvation.
这个计划就像一只指头指向着新约。
So it's like he has pointed a pointer in the Old Testament to point to the future accomplishment.
他指向的是耶稣基督的十字架。
And what he's pointing to is the cross.
预言他预言说必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
So this is what the prophecy said. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
这个预言指的是将来神会拣选亚伯拉罕的后裔约瑟，记住他的未婚妻玛利亚，圣灵感应怀孕生子。
And this is pointing to many hundred years later, Joseph and his bride-to-be, Mary, will have a son that was born from the Holy Spirit, so before they were even married, and this is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督为人类成了代罪羔羊。
So Jesus came to spare our sin.
耶稣基督的诞生不是单单为着以色列民而生。
But he'sSalvation is not only for the Israelites,
他为的是我们世人而神。
But it's also for all the people.
他被钉死在十字架上，成为人类的救赎主，从此人类不再需要献祭赎罪了。
So when he was nailed on the cross, he became the savior of all nations, so people no longer need to use animal sacrifice to appease God.
因为耶稣基督成为人类献上一次献上永远献上凡到他的面前接受他相信他的人可以得到永恒的生命。
Because he became this perfect sacrifice that was offered once for all those who would come and believe him and be able to receive eternal life.
现在我们要看亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神跟我们有怎样的关系。
So what does the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob have to do with us?
各位在阅读圣经的时候是否有注意到一件很稀奇 奇的事情。
So you might have noticed this when you're reading the scripture.
那就是旧约圣经里面，特别是摩西五经提多次的提到耶和华的话，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
That's in many occasions when God tells the Israelites about himself, he would say, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
在新约里面也同样有几处的经文提到这一方面。
But it's also mentioned in the New Testament the same way.
耶稣基督也引用了这一句话，例如在马太福音22章32节，马可福音12章26节，以及路加福音20章37节，都有这样说。
So the same passage was recorded in both Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but the one that we read today was from Matthew.
路加福音第十三章二十八节说，你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And Jesus also said in Luke 13:28, there will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourself thrown out.
马太福音八章到十一节说，八章十一节说，从东到西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
And in another passage, Matthew 8:11, I say to you that many will come from the east and from the west, and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
为什么旧约圣经以及主耶稣基督本身不提别人的名字呢？
Why is it often that God is mentioned in association with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in both Old and New Testament?
那么只提的是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的名字。
And not with others.
可见这三个人在圣经里面有特别的地位。
Because they occupy very special position in the scriptures.
在这三个人在神的救赎计划里面扮演着重要的角色。
And they play a very important role in God's redemptive plan.
亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各在他们都是神特别拣选的人。
And they were specially chosen by God.
目的是要归在神的名下，成为神的子民。
And for them to become children of God.
在这三个人的生命当中，他们都有特别的属灵经历。
And they had all very special spiritual journey.
他们的经历也就是今天我们基督徒所要有的经历。
And these are journeys that many of us may have taken or need to take.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各不是完全的人。
And they were by no means complete people.
他们都有他们的软弱的地方。
They were not perfect. They had many weaknesses.
可是神也就使用他们。
But God used them mightily.
在他们的生命当中塑造他们成为何用的器皿。
And God molded them into vessels that he liked to use.
他们经历到神，他们也在他们的生命当中影响他们的下一代。
And not only them, that they experience God through their life journey, but also pass on that rich heritage.
下一代成为记住他们成为以色列的民族，成为神的选民。
And therefore, their offsprings can become God's chosen people.
今天神也要在我们的生命当中工作。
And today, God will similarly work in our heart.
让我们能够以我们的生命去影响我们的下一代。
So that we may live a life that will influence our next generation positively.
今天我们要看这三个人的特别的属灵经历。
So we're going to look a little bit more on this special spiritual journey of each of them.
第一我们要看的是亚伯拉罕。
The first, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的名字是原来的本来的名字就是亚伯兰。
Abraham was named Abram.
意思就是崇高的父。
And Abram meant exalted father.
创世纪十七章里面，当亚伯拉罕九十九岁的时候，神向亚伯拉罕显现，告诉亚伯拉罕。
But at the age of 99. Abraham saw God, and God appeared to him and told him,
从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
God said, no longer will you be called Abraham, for I have your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations.
亚伯拉罕之前的名字和之后的名字都有亚伯两个字。
So you can see that both names have Abra as part of it.
意思就是父的意思。
And Abra means Abba, father.
亚伯拉罕从崇高的父改变成为多国的父，是一个重大的改变。
But changing the name from Abraham, meaning the exalted father, to Abraham, the father of many nations, means a very important transformation.
如果亚伯拉罕没有经历到这一位神叫他改名字的耶和华神的话，他就没有法子有这一个改变。
Without the transforming encounter with God, who changed his name not only, but also his life, this would not have happened.
亚伯拉罕的一生所学习的功课就是认识耶和华上帝是父。
So what he learned through his life experience was to know that the Lord God is our Father.
到底亚伯拉罕怎样认识耶和华上帝是父呢？
How did he come to this realization?
他经历到耶和华神和他立约。
So he had made the covenant with God.
在撒拉不能够生育的时候，他在年纪老迈的时候，神为他预备了一个儿子。
And even when Sarah, his wife, has passed, way past theA childbearing age, God prepared a son for them through Sarah.
他的这个经历使他清清楚楚地知道他的一切都是出于神的。
So from this special experience, he would understand that everything he had was from God.
这一切都是神的恩典。
And everything was grace of God.
各位朋友，当愿神开我们的眼睛，给我们看见神就是我们的父。
And dear friends, may God open the eyes of our hearts so we can see that He is our Father.
当我们的眼睛打开，看到这个属灵的真理的时候，我们就会领受神所给我们的福分。
So when we open up the eyes of our hearts and see the spiritual truth, we can receive that special blessing.
因为我们知道我们的一切都是出乎神。
Because when we understand everything we have is from God,
我们所拥有的一切不是我们自己的功劳，我们自己是有限的，我们需要完完全全的依靠神才行。
And it's not from our own work, and we're so limited, and therefore we will trust God wholeheartedly.
一个认识神是父的人是一个把他自己主权交给神的人。
So someone who called God Father would completely surrender our own control to God.
这样的人他知道自己的一生在神的手里，他只有依靠神的带领。
Because he understands that his life is in God's hand, and he would follow God completely.
第二个人物我们要看的是以撒。
And the second person we looked at is Isaac.
讲到以撒，弟兄姐妹都很清楚，以撒曾经被爸爸亚伯拉罕带到摩利亚山上，把他献给神。
And the one thing everyone knows about Isaac is that he was taken up to the Mount Moriah to be offered by his father as a sacrifice.
以撒带着爸爸早就预备好的柴上山去。
Actually, Isaac was the one who was carrying the wood for burning offering.
他看到父亲手中拿着火把和刀，他就很清楚知道父亲是要上山献祭。
So, his father's hands, one hand holding a torch and the other hand holding the knife, he understood that his father and he were going up to offer a sacrifice.
根据犹太的历史学家 Joseph 的记载里面，Joseph 认为当时候的以撒大概是25岁。
A Jewish historian, Josephus, would identify Isaac as a 25-year-old at that time.
这个年轻人知道父亲要做什么。
So a 25-year-old, he could understand what his father was going to do.
他也知道父亲没有一杯动物为祭物。
And he even asked, where was this sacrificial lamb?
那个时候他可以趁着爸爸不注意的时候逃走，但是他没有这样做。
And he could have run away from his father, but he didn't.
他完全的顺服爸爸，甚至他被绑的时候，他躺在木材上面的时候，看到爸爸的刀要向他刺杀的时候。 圣经没有记载他有任何的挣扎。
The Bible did not record any struggles or resistance while he was being tied on the top of the pile of wood or even when his father raised the knife.
以撒完全没有任何的反抗。
He did not resist at all.
他甘心乐意顺服父亲。
He was completely submissive to his father.
他的这个 经历一表了耶稣基督的经历。
But this is a type of what Jesus Christ would be.
在以赛亚书53章7节说， 他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
Isaiah 53:7 described Jesus Christ's suffering. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Now for Isaac, God had prepared a ram to be the sacrifice to replace him. But that experience was the scapegoat sacrifice
experience.
Although he was not killed as a sacrifice at that time, his experience was pointing to one that came in the future that will be killed as the sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ. And this is an experience that invites you and me, everyone.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，和朋友们，我们都是罪人，罪使我们与神隔绝，我们不能够成为神的儿女。我们有一天要站在神的面前，为我们的罪负责任。罪所带来的刑罚是死。
Because brother, dear friends, brother and sister, every one of us is a sinner. And one day we will all stand before God being accountable for our life. And the result of our sin is death. And only through a sinless God that bear our sin and die for us can we be forgiven and receive the eternal life.
耶稣基督在十字架上已经为你为我的罪死了。
And this is what Jesus Christ had done on the cross.
我们只需要的是来到他的面前承认自己的罪。
So all that we need to do is come before him and confess our sin.
我们要相信耶稣基督为我们的罪牺牲了他自己，我们要来到他的面前，接纳他为我们个人的救主和生命的主，这样我们就能够成为神的儿女。
Repent and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and lead us and have him lead the rest of our life, and that is the only way to receive the salvation.
另外，最后一个人物我们要看的是雅各。
The third person we'll look at is Jacob.
从亚伯拉罕的身上，我们看到亚伯拉罕认识到耶和华为父。
And from the experience of Abraham, we saw that Abraham knew God to be Father.
他是创造宇宙万物的主宰，亚伯拉罕所拥有的一切都是神所赐的。
And he knew that God was the creator and ruler of the universe, and therefore everything he had was from God. From the life of Isaac, we saw how Jesus Christ was to be the good news for all nations, because he would be the one who would bear our sin and be sacrificed for our sins so we can receive salvation.
来到了雅各，雅各与以撒的个性完全不一样。
But when we come to Jacob, he is altogether different.
他是经常靠自己力量要抓自己要的东西的一个人。
Because Jacob is someone who tried to use his own smarts to get what he wanted.
他出生的时候就抓住他的哥哥的脚。
Even when he was born, he was grabbing onto the heel of his brother already.
神拣选亚伯拉罕，神也拣选以撒，神也拣选雅各。
But God not only chose Abraham and Isaac, but God also chose Jacob.
像雅各这样从小就想要靠自己力量抓的一个人，为什么神要拣选他呢？
And Jacob's name means supplanter, someone like him who tried to use his own schemes to get ahead in life. Why would God have chosen someone like him?
各位，从雅各的身上我们可以看到的是神做事的法则。
So, but from these way that God chose his people, we can see how God operates.
我们得蒙拣选不是因为我们有多好，或者是我们有多优秀。
So God's election was not based on merit.
不是因为我们有多能干，我们或者是我们外表出众，不是因为我们有多圣洁，乃是神的恩典。
Not based on whether we are outstanding in our appearance or in our ability, or not even in our so-called spiritual practices.
从雅各的一生，我们可以看到这一点。
We see that in Jacob's life.
无可否认，一个神拣选的人，一个神要使用的人，神要管教他，神要塑造他。
But we also see that someone who God decided to choose, elect, that he would mold that person. He would discipline him to change him, transform him.
雅各很聪明，他可以想出很多很多的计谋来骗哥哥，来骗他父亲，来骗他舅父。他常以不好的方法来达到他所要的目的，来到自己的，要来得到他自己要的名分以及各样的东西。但是这一位依靠自己聪明的雅各，在他的内心里面，是完全没有平安的。
So, see, Jacob has been a schemer all his life. He schemed the birthright from his brother, he schemed the blessing from his father, he schemed the properties from his uncle. But even though he seemed to have gotten everything he wanted by scheming, he had no peace in his heart.
我们可以从雅各逃离拉班，在亚伯渡口的时候，雅各的内心世界完全很不平衡。
Because when he encountered God at the fort of Jabbok, he was completely out of quill.
神爱雅各，神要雅各学习功课，神要雅各看到一点，他可以规矩多当，他可以抓住哥哥，他可以骗取长子的名分，但是到头来离开家庭的不是他的哥哥，乃是雅各自己。
See, even through all these schemes that he ran to seemingly win in the situation, God disciplined him. He was the loser every time. Even though he schemed his birthright, he was the one who had to run away, not his brother.
不是他哥哥漂流在外。 乃是雅各漂流在外，在亚伯的渡口的时候，神亲自要来教训雅各，神要和他摔跤。
So it was not his brother who had to wander, it was Jacob who had to wander. So through all those experiences, it all culminates at to the meeting at the fort of Jabbok.
在亚伯渡口的时候，神亲自要教训雅各。这一次，神将雅各的大腿骨的筋扭了。大腿骨的筋是当时候以色列人来说是很重要的一个部位，就是他，这表示是以色列人认为这是力量的来源。
So after all night wrestle where God was wrestling with Jacob, he touched the socket of his groin, and that got dislocated. Now, the socket of the groin, to the Israelites' understanding, is where a person's strength comes from. It's very important when they wrestle.
那已经开始，雅各不能够靠自己了，他不能再捉鸟，他要的是学习捉住神，他要学习依靠神，不是依靠自己的聪明。
So after his groin was touched by God, he no longer have the strength that he used to have. So he no longer can use his strength to grab anything except for grabbing God.
这个摔跤因雅各捉对了。
But that is the first right decision he made.
他抓住神，他要神为他祝福。
Because he grabbed on, held onto God to ask for God's blessing.
各位，你是否像雅各一样呢？
So brothers and sisters, are you like Jacob?
认为我什么都行，让我们来学习专心依靠神吧。
So don't think that we can do everything, but instead learn to rely on God completely.
圣言提醒我们，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
神的救赎计划从亚伯拉罕开始。
So God's plan of salvationwas initiated at the call of Abraham.
神拣选亚伯拉罕，从亚伯拉的后裔里面，把我们外邦人也得蒙的福分。
And from the seed of Abraham, all of us Gentiles can be blessed.
我们可以得蒙的神的拣选。
And we can be as chosen by God.
从亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的经历里面，我们看到神的全方计划。一个人能够蒙神的蒙神的拣选是神的恩典。
And we can see the plan of God's salvation through their lives and how one is chosen or elected by God.
神今天要塑造我们每一个人。
And God is also to transform you and
他要我们每一个人成为他合神心意的人。
To mold us into vessels that are pleasing.
亚伯拉罕的经历是认识这位永生上帝的经历。他是宇宙万物的主宰，他爱你，他爱我。
Abraham's spiritual journey taught him to understand God is our Father and he is the ruler of the universe.And he also loved us.
以撒的经历是预表新约要来临的耶稣基督，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And Isaac's journey tells us the coming of Christ that will be sacrificed for our sin on the cross.
雅各的经历就是整个生命得蒙神的塑造，得蒙改变。
And the life of Jacob shows us how God is going to transform our life.
今天你我都可以得蒙神的改变。
Today you and I can be transformed by God.
神的灵在我们的里面要改变我们。
Because God's Spirit will work inside of us to transform us.
神要塑造我们，更新我们。
And he is going to renew us.
各位，你有亚伯拉罕的经历，你有雅各的经历，与以撒的经历吗？
So,Do you have the experience like Abraham's, Jacob's, or Isaac's?
让我们一起站起来，我们唱一首诗歌。你信实何广大
？Let us stand and sing this hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness."